This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Gwyneth, in the United States as of yesterday, diesel fuel averaged $5.34 per gallon. Now, that's a record high. Record high, never been higher. And we've mentioned many times on this broadcast that it will trickle down to everything. Everything. Because pretty much everything moves with diesel fuel. Same thing as, for the most part, very similar to jet fuel. Farm fuel is the same as diesel. And home heating oil is the same as diesel. Without the home heating oil isn't taxed. And it's dyed red. Farm diesel is dyed red, and the taxed diesel with state and federal tax is dyed green. It's the same stuff with different dye, color, and different tax rates applied. So on road, meaning taxed diesel fuel, is running on average as of yesterday $5.34 a gallon. It's probably higher today. Everything will go up. Everything will go up. And what you'll be looking at, class, is buying more local. And you'll be thinking, Do I really need it? Do I really need to make that trip? Because everything is going to be so much more expensive. And there's no end in sight. And I believe that it's partially engineered. And I also believe it's because we're running out of crude oil in the world. That's what I believe. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. The thing is, it's not fun because I know that that oil is abiotically produced. That means it's produced in the heart of the earth, and it percolates to the surface. That's been proven. But we are using it more rapidly than it can be replenished. Okay, that is the problem. That we have been so greedy with our use of crude oil products, that it's drawn down on the bank balance of crude oil in the world. And, you know, in that way, yes, we are running out of oil. Okay. But if you get an oil well that has been that ran dry maybe 50 years ago and was abandoned, some of those now are beginning to seep oil out of the top of them. So that indicates that there is something else going on, because if it was just dinosaur juice, then that would not be happening. But I've heard of a number of cases of that. But we're using too much of it, and there's no way that the planet's natural production of it can keep up. And so in that way, we are definitely running out of oil, because we just use it for absolutely everything. We use it for making plastics. We use it for making rubber. We use it for lubrication. We use it for running all of our machines. We use it for making our food. We just use it for everything, and there's no way that that the planet can keep up. And she's just exhausted. And I believe that that's also the reason why you are getting so many earthquakes is because one of the functions of crude oil in the Earth's crust is to provide lubricity between the plates, between the continental plates. And when you don't have that lubricity, just like if you don't have lubricity in an engine, right, then the engine's going to seize. And then when it does unseize, then the whole vehicle just lurches, you know. Well, that is what an earthquake is, except instead of it being, you know, just an automobile engine or a vehicle of some description, what it is it's the whole planet. And when you don't have that lubricity between the plates that's provided by crude oil, then you can, then what happens is the plates lock up. And the force keeps getting applied and keeps getting applied. And when it eventually does give, then you get a massive earthquake. And I believe that that's one reason why you have had so many massive earthquakes and such a high number of them over the last few decades, and that they're increasing. For another thing, it is Bible prophecy as well, that it was prophesied that earthquakes would increase. But I believe that that's the mechanism, is that we've drawn so much of the lubricity out of the Earth's crust that was provided by all that crude oil that, you know, back in the day it was seeping to the surface. You know, it was like the Beverly Hillbillies, where if you were in an oil area and you shot a shotgun round into the earth, or a bullet into the earth, and if it was in the right area, then it might start seeping. You know, and it wasn't a joke. But there's it's not like that now. In most areas, it's you've got areas like the La Brea tar pits. That's the same thing. That's another. It's a thicker form of tar is a thicker form of crude. And it's at the surface at places like La Brea. And, you don't get a lot of those areas forming at the moment. And I think that in the areas where they are forming, that the levels are going down. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and everywhere there's people, there is waste. Everywhere. And so if you look at crude oil and what's made from it, as you mentioned, plastic. So with tires, rubber hoses, and car bumpers, bottles, jars, keyboards, pretty much everything is made with some kind of plastic or has plastic content. And what do we do with those things? We throw them away. Who recycles a keyboard? Who recycles an extension cord? Who recycles a wall switch, you know, or an electrical receptacle? Who recycles a placemat? Or vitamin bottles? Or jugs that have water in them, that you buy mineral water or distilled water from the big box stores? Or the plastic bags? Who recycles that? Hardly anybody. So we have turned the earth, we've extracted the oil, we've left voids, and on top of the earth, we throw away the products that are made with plastic. And people don't realize how valuable plastic is. It's inexpensive, and they think it's not valuable. It's extremely valuable because there's no substitute for it. I don't know of a substitute for synthetic rubber for tires. I don't know of one. I don't know of a substitute for the plastic keycaps on a keyboard. I don't know of a substitute for electrical wire insulation other than plastic or rubber. I don't know of one. Because they used to use cotton thread with tar. Cotton thread impregnated with tar. But that's oil too. So without oil, we are really, really in trouble. And we are wasting it. And, you know, greedy people, Gwyneth, I'm just going to say it the way I feel. Greedy people, I find them disgusting. I find people who hop on an airplane just to go to another location because they're bored. I find that disgusting. I find people who get on cruise ships just to ride around in circles disgusting, because that's wasting fuel. It's dumping sewage and trash into the oceans. Because what do they do with it? Bring it back home? No, they just dump it in the ocean. And they're burning fuel like it's free. And they are polluting everybody's atmosphere while they're doing it. So that's with airplanes. That's with cruises. There's no reason for any of that. That is pure greed. Pure greed. I can't think of any other word to describe how I feel about people who are careless and reckless with the planet. I abhor them. They disgust me. And those are the people that some people look up to. Oh, boy, he's doing so well. She's doing so well. They're going, you know, to Jamaica on vacation. Really? Do they have to go to Jamaica? Really? Do they have to go to the islands for vacation? Do they have to go to Mexico because it's warm there for a vacation? They really have to burn up our atmosphere doing that and waste resources? But that's where we are. And it's highlighted in the media. You know, people like the Kardashians going all over. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Wasting everything. And people think that's great. It's beyond dumb. And we're running out of everything. I don't know how else to explain it. And then at the same time, Gwyneth and I and the instructors here at USA Prepares, Rich, we're all saving things and reusing them. And when I use a paper towel to check the oil in the shop on a tractor, I save it until it is totally impregnated with oil and dripping, and then I use it to clean off grease fittings. I don't throw it away. I don't use it once and throw it away. I save it until there's absolutely no other use I can think of for it. And where did that come from? That came from my grandparents and my father. And my father grew up in the Depression, so did my mother, and my grandparents lived through it. Both sides. All my aunts and uncles lived through it. And my dad used to say, reuse it, reuse it, reuse it until there is no other use for it. Then you can throw it away. When you have no other possible use for it, then you can throw it away. Not before. I have every tool that I had when I was a child because I took care of them. I lubricated them. I lubricated the ratchets. I wiped them off with an oily rag so they wouldn't rust. I didn't leave them outside. I took care of everything. And I still have the things that I had when I was a child. You know, the durable things. And then you look at appliance manufacturers, and it looks like, to me, somebody said, you know, at corporate headquarters, somebody said, we got a problem with our appliances. You know, these darn refrigerators are lasting 40 years, 50 years. That's a real problem. How are we going to sell new ones? We've got to make them so they blow up. We've got to make them so that they're not repairable. The county governments are complaining that we're not filling the landfills fast enough because they have tipping fees. When you bring trash to the landfill, they get paid by the pound. So the landfill people, the counties, are saying we need more refrigerators, more stoves, more washing machines. So what did we do? We took a great design, a transmission that from Whirlpool or General Electric that lasted 40 years, and we improved it so that it lasts 5 years.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, are we the only ones who are talking about this? Are we the only ones who are saying this is how bad it is and it's getting worse? Are other? I don't listen to any other broadcasts. I really don't. I don't leave the farm very often. I don't. You know. I used to, if I went to Springfield, pick up something for the farm, I might tune across the dial on the radio and just be disgusted with, you know, the drivel that I would hear. You know, local radio doesn't seem to be worth much except maybe AM 1340 in some locations where they talk about what's happening locally, local events and local news, that kind of thing. But nationally and the broadcasters that just talk, it's not worth listening to. Are we the only ones doing what we do, Gwyneth?
Well, there are some other people who are beginning to say, gee, it's kind of getting a bit bad out there. But they haven't got any answers. They think they're going to change things through the political system or, you know, maybe get this guy elected or that guy elected or, you know, that we can, you know, I don't know, write letters to your local, you know, congressman or whatever, you know, or send an email or make a phone call, you know, or buy Bitcoin or, you know, any of these other things. But really none of that is going to make a difference because there is something that has been set in motion. And nothing's going to change it. We are beyond the event horizon, and we are heading down into the black hole. And the only thing that we can do is to set up our own lives so that ourselves and our kin who are immediately around us are not so badly affected. That's really the only thing that we can do. Because it's going down, the Titanic is sinking, and the hull is tilting quite severely, and you're starting to see deck chairs sliding down the, into the water. So the time for rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic is over. The time for getting into the lifeboats is almost over. It's that moment where you'd better be in a lifeboat and you'd better be rowing away from that sinking ship so that you are not sucked down into the deep black ocean with it. That is where we are headed. We hit the iceberg quite some time ago, and there's people out there. There's only I would say there's only a minority of people who are so tuned out that they don't even realize that we've hit the iceberg. But we hit it a long time ago. We reached the point where the ship was doomed, I would say probably about 15 or 20 years ago, actually. That was when Archie and I began to say to ourselves, we've got to get out of the city, and we've got to get out now. That was, oh gosh, when was that? It was just after 2000. So yeah, over 20 years ago, Archie and I were saying that, and we decided that we were going to buy rural land. And we initially bought about half an acre of, just under half an acre of land on an island in southeast Queensland. And, that we were going to fix that up, and it was out of the main eye of things. But there's things that we didn't realize about that island when we got there. But we realized that once we were there, and before Archie died, he told me to leave the island, and I didn't, and that's why I ended up having a lot of problems there. But that's by the by. We live and learn. You've got to get out of Dodge. You have got to get out of Dodge, and you've got to get out of Dodge yesterday. And you've got to get rural land, and you've got to set up a homestead. And yes, it's going to be physically challenging. And yes, it's going to be mentally challenging. Yes, you're going to not have a clue what you're doing, but you've got to do it, because the alternative is utter destruction for you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
Author J.D. Vance won his Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio overnight after he soared to the lead when former President Trump endorsed him.
Good times and bad. When things were rough, when things were good, we didn't have leaks in this campaign. We didn't have people stabbing each other in the back. We were a team, and we will be a team all the way to November.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked during a show in Los Angeles, California Tuesday night after a man reportedly jumped on stage and attempted to tackle the comedian.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave is fine. The alleged attacker was injured after roughly a dozen people attacked the attacker. The unidentified man was carried away in an ambulance. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When inflation first hit the scene, the Biden administration was calling it transitory, meaning it'll only be here temporarily.
We've had several months of high inflation that most economists, including me, believe will be transitory.
Economists call all these things transitory effects.
We know that costs are too high. Inflation, which the Federal Reserve has purview over, still projects that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax overnight, says the way the country is being run right now is how a country gets destroyed from within.
We are now witnessing what the fundamental transformation of America looks like. It's open borders, it's 40-year high inflation, it's record gasoline prices, it's rising crime. You know, basically, when the Democrats say they want to fundamentally transform America, they are fundamentally destroying it, and now that includes the Supreme Court. I mean, it's tragic to watch this, and as Senator Thune said, they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped in November.
Senator Johnson adds his comments on the Supreme Court draft leak.
This will take this very divisive issue, this profound social issue, out of the hands of just 9 unelected officials and put it back in the court of public opinion in our democracy, where each individual state will decide this for themselves.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all like tomatoes? Well, you might want to start growing yours right now. I've been tracking tomatoes and tomato product prices and availability, and what I'm finding is that it's getting hard to get tomato products in large cans, you know, like the number 10 type cans. Mostly unavailable, mostly. Why is that? Don't we make the cans anymore? Are we running out of tomatoes? Or do we not have the glue to seal the cans? Or maybe the glue to put the labels on the cans? Or maybe we don't have the labels. Maybe we don't have the tomatoes. So if you think I'm kidding, check out the price of ketchup. Check out the price of diced tomatoes. See what you can find in cans. And if you go to Sam's Club, you might find out. If you check them out online, you might find out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. Why is that? Didn't used to be like that, did it, class? We are currently under a regime that is prides itself in disinformation. And we've been told that, even in the news just now, the current regime says you know, inflation's transitory. Really? Did they think that giving people money to stay home, money, you know, digits, to stay home would not be inflationary? Did they think that this genocide would be not inflationary? There would not be shortages? Did they think that? Well, here we are. Everything is going up in price, and the availability is terrible. And there's certain things that you're going to need. You know, maybe tomorrow, just maybe. Well, you know what I'll do? When we get 5 Minute University out in front of you, I will start publishing the list of 200 and plus items that you need to get. Unfortunately, I am really pressed for time. I'm working on Gwyneth's, a piece of Gwyneth's book and our together book, and trying to stay alive and trying not to lose the farm. Number one is not lose the farm. That's number one. You know, other than staying alive. And the same thing is true for Gwyneth. It's we have to eat. Everything's going up in price, and we're still trying to teach class at the same time. And it's tough. It's really tough. But the refreshing part is we have detractors who beat us up every day. We volunteer and they beat us up. They think it's necessary to just pick at us and pick at us and pick at us. No matter what we say, they have to beat us up. It's refreshing to know that our term, the generally dumb public, is absolutely positively accurate. It's true. There are people dumber than a box of rocks. And they're dragging us down. And they're greedy people. You know, Bill Gates' wife doesn't even like Bill Gates. You know, his ex-wife. She doesn't like him. I wonder why. What does she know? She seems like a nice person. You know, overall. I don't know her. Never met her. Haven't gotten any emails or phone calls from her. No communication whatsoever. Just appears that her ex-husband is completely different from the way she behaves. But she still participated in a very extravagant wedding. Very extravagant. Lives in a very extravagant house. Maybe she would be a benefactor for our school. Maybe. Do you all know any benefactors who would help us build a school where we teach people how to survive? Y'all know any? We're doing it the hard way, the real hard way. We're volunteering. We're trying to teach. Trying to share. Because when we're not around any longer, when we all die off, there are things that most people won't have in one place, you know, like our books, to be able to reference them and learn how we learned how to do things the better way. The more efficient way, the more thrifty way, the correct way. Gwyneth, I have a quick question for you. I'm prototyping something that I looked all over the internet. I can't find one. Nobody has one. Nobody made one that I know of that I think is worth a darn. And that is a nickel iron battery venting system where the off-gassing from the nickel iron charging and discharging cycles when it produces the gases that it's vented safely out of a room. Have you seen any? I haven't seen any. I've seen people who put their batteries in a box and they put a little fan on it and they blow air into the box, you know, wooden crate, let's say, and they blow air into it, and then they have an exhaust pipe that sends the air outside somewhere. But if that fan fails, you've got explosive gases inside a container just ready for an explosion. That doesn't seem to work for me. What do you do, Gwyneth? I'm prototyping a design. That's in the book. I've been taking pictures of it. It's in the book, how I've come up with one. It's not finished yet, but it will be. Gwyneth, do you have any ideas? Or have you seen
it? Okay, I have my nickel iron battery in a adobe mud brick shed that is kind of big enough to where... You know, it's not a tiny little box. It's actually big enough. If I crouch over, I can stand up inside the ship. And most of the time, the door, let's just say the door's open. Actually, the door is sitting off its hinges at the moment. I've got to put the hinges back on, you know, and put the door back on to the shed. The way that they set this shed up in the first place, it's facing towards the southwest, which, remember, we live in the southern hemisphere, so it's out of direct sunlight for most of the day. And even when the door is on, I plan on keeping the door open at night. And that's how I'm going to be venting the shed when it's, you know, when I put the door back on to the shed. But at the moment it's vented because it's a shed that has no door on it. And that's how I deal with that problem at the moment. But that's a good idea, and I didn't actually consider that before you mentioned it just then. But I'll have to remember that, to just keep the door shut during the day when the sun is shining, so that the batteries are protected from what little sunlight there is that gets to them. And then at night, to open it up so that it can ventilate itself. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I have ours in a large room, very large. And what I'm doing is I'm building a manifold with plumbing to vent the off gases outside so they're no longer in that room. But I keep the doors open, sunlight off them. I've got a bunch of those signs that Get Prepared Expo. They're plastic. They're like vote for signs, you know, where people run for office, or like real estate yard signs about that size that we had made up for our expos. And so I have 7 years worth of these things, and I collected them all after we had our expo. So I've got, you know, a lot of them, and I use them for all kinds of things. I keep them in the car and the truck. If I have to get under the truck, I can take a couple signs out, put them down on the ground, and I won't be lying on the ground. I have them in front of the nickel iron batteries so that the sunlight can't reach them. I mean, it can shine onto the signs, which are protecting the cases of the batteries or the cells, but it's a problem. And I believe the gases are toxic, and the sun is rough on the cases, the plastic cases of the nickel iron cells. So the bottom line is, you know, you have to have ventilation. Now, if you have it in a large shed, no problem. You know, you let air in there, and you won't have an explosion. But if you have them in a box, you know, a box with a little 3-inch fan, and that fan quits, or that fan sparks when it comes on, you could have an explosion, kind of like the Hindenburg in 1939, kind of like that. So that's in the book, and nobody's talking about that kind of thing. I looked all over the internet. I looked for, you know, do-it-yourself solar battery bank ventilation. No one has a good design. No one. I think ours is good, though. Okay, Gwyneth, I'm really, really frustrated today. I can't think of anything that's going right. Nothing. You know, I was thinking we should plant our garden a couple days ago. Had we done it, it would have been wiped out. We had a massive storm. Inch and 3/8 rain came down in like an hour. A massive torrential rain. It would have beat the plants to death. Felt bad for the cows. There's nothing I could do. Just all of a sudden, bam, rain. It's been raining on and off every day for, I don't know, 10 days, trying to plant Dr. Shealy's garden. Can't do it. It's nothing but mud and puddles and pools of water. And that's what farmers say. Farmers say the problem is the rain. Meaning, not enough or too much. Right now it's too much. Mud everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say too much or not enough. that would be the Southern Hemisphere version of what you were saying, not enough or too much.
Right.
Yeah, that's backwards.
Right.
But anyway, that's the truth of it. And they said there was going to be a storm system come through today. It ended up being maybe 5 millimeters of rain. And, I was working to get, crops and seeds in the ground so that they would get water by the storm system that was coming through. And that's what I've been doing. And it's because that's what farmers do. They seed just before there's a storm coming through. They don't go, I did go with buckets and water the seeds in, okay, but, on a grand scale, you can't do that. So they seed just before they know that there's a storm system coming through that's going to water them all in. And, it's taking me a little while to figure that out. But now what I'm starting to do is I'm moving from planting things in my vegetable garden to beginning to plant things in my field, because this is, I've realized that this is what I'm going to have to do. Is, yes, I've got my vegetable gardens as well, and I'm still going to be planting things there, but I'm going to have to start planting things in the field because of the scale that's going to be needed. Does that make sense, Vincent? That the vegetable garden is just not going to be big enough.
Ours is two cattle panels wide by 3 long. So that's roughly, they're 16 feet long, class. So if you have a foot of overlap of the panels, that's roughly 15 feet per panel, which is 30 feet wide by 45 feet long. That's our garden. It's all fenced in. It's not big enough. It's not big enough. And Gwyneth delineated how much you really need to grow. Now, we grow lots of tomatoes, lots of peppers, potatoes, and but it's not enough. It's not enough. And as a matter of fact, I think it's a full-time job. I think it's a full-time job just feeding yourself. It is for us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. EMTs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just got an email. Quote, God created man and woman. Democrats created all the other genders. End quote.
Yep.
Gwyneth, back to you. Is there?
Yeah.
Is there any? Is there? Let me just ask this. I don't know of any other way. You have to grow your own food as best as you can to protect you from the chemicals, the additives, the dyes, the preservatives, glyphosate, fluoride, even if you buy canned string beans or canned corn, it might have been processed within the city water system or within the county water system, which has fluoride in it. And I don't think fluoride is listed as an ingredient, or chlorine is listed as an ingredient of the liquid that's in the can. I don't think so. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I know so. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, well, this is it. You've got to grow your own food. There's just no other way around it. And, unless you are a member of an indigenous tribal group and that you have that skill set that enables you to just live off the land. But even then, there's, you better get into cultivating some of those food plants that you know are good for food, even if you are an indigenous tribal person and that you are living off the land and just by hunting and gathering on your tribal homeland, you better be aware that probably the government has approached your tribal leaders and that there's a good chance that your tribal leaders have actually made a deal with the government just to be left alone themselves. And if you're going to go and live on your tribal homeland and live as a hunter-gatherer, as your ancestors did, you better make sure that it's the farthest corner of the tribal homeland that you can possibly manage and the most inaccessible spot that you can possibly manage because, your tribal, what you think of as being your tribal leaders has probably sold out and they have probably sold you out. And this is it. It's a very, very unfortunate set of circumstances. very unfortunate, but that's how it is. And so, you know, and you better get those skill sets polished up, because you might think, oh, yeah, well, we used to do that when we were kids. But you'll probably find that, you know, you've gotten a bit rusty over the years. But that's the only two groups that will survive. Will be those who know how to do some form of traditional farming, and the hunter-gatherer indigenous group. They will be the only two groups that will be alive at the end of this. And you must have your own land. You cannot just be renting the land, because if you are just renting the land, your landlord can come along and evict you. And then where are you? All your hard work is down the tube. You have to own the land. You have to own the land, and you have to be prepared to dig your heels in when the so-called local government comes along and says, well, you know, well, you owe us taxes. And you have to dig your heels in and make a stand that fee simple title and allodial title are both absolute. And that means that they cannot be, that they can't just come in and take your land off of you legally. If it's fee simple land or if it's allodial title land, then your property rights are absolute. And absolute means absolute. And you're going to have to dig your heels in and say, no, this is my land and you're in fraud. That is their only basis for saying what they say with regards to property taxes is fraud. That they're basically running an extortion racket. In other words, they are a corporation that is engaging you in contract without consent. Okay? And I've done this. I haven't paid property taxes since 2016, and I have faced them down. I've had the cops, you know, come on my land and, you know, give me a bad time many times. And I've just stood my ground and told them that they're in fraud. And then at the end of the day, I'm still on my land and there's nothing that they can do about it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely.
And everybody's going to have to do that. Everybody's going to have to do that or lose their land. They're going to have to stand their ground or lose their land.
Gwyneth, I have a quick comment. Class, many believe that the Amish are going to come to our rescue. And if you think about it, you can buy plants ready to put in your garden from the Amish. But keep this in mind. The Amish use plastic for their greenhouses. The Amish buy potting soil and peat moss by the tractor trailer load. They use hybrid and heirloom seeds. They use plastic packaging and trays for their product, and they buy commercial fertilizer.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.